DW.
In the 1930s, it was dubbed a sermon in stone, and the new YMCA building quickly became one of Jerusalem's landmarks. Designed by the architect of New York's Empire State Building, it was constructed at huge cost to promote peace among the religions fighting here. For decades, its tower was the tallest in Jerusalem. It's been overtaken now, but it still has something unique in the Middle East. Carillon bells. Today, the man who plays the carillon is up in the belfry, his eyes not on the breathtaking view. He's busy cleaning the bells with a broom. See, I didn't realise they were so varied in size.
Yes.
There's some baby bells.
This is the baby bell. This is the big brother. And this is a new cousin. This is the new one.
This is the new bell.
And all the rest are relatives.
Gabby Scheffler has been playing here since he was a student. That's on and off for around 45 years. And he still loves the sound.
When you don't have any wind in the summer, it just drops like, you know, like a good whiskey or a good chocolate. The make is a Gillett & Johnson. It's a British make. One of the best. This is really the Stradivarius of carillons. They have very special sound. Very British, you know. Basso profundo. This is the playing room.
There are three keyboards here, one for playing, one for practicing, and a new one that can record.
It's not a machine, it's a clavier. Imagine a clavier made for a hippopotamus or an elephant playing on four hands. So you need to have very thick fingers in order to clap those.
Scheffler's connection to the Y goes back to when he was a boy and learnt to swim in the pool here. Then his children were among the first to go to the Y's bi-national Arab and Israeli kindergarten. But still, playing the carillon was unexpected. How did you... You're a psychotherapist.
Yes, I'm a psychotherapist and a psychoanalyst. It was actually just by chance. They had here a course, a three-month course. They published it on the press and I saw the ad. I was haunted.
The carillon bells. First of all, do you like them?
I love them. Are you kidding? Love them.
That's Dvorah Berger, veteran YMCA guide and spokesperson. She says she hadn't really thought about the fact that the man playing the Christmas bells is Jewish.
That is hilarious. That's great. That's very funny. Never thought about it.
Really, you never thought about it?
I thought about how many Jews work on Christmas. That I did. Actually, we were decorating the tree, and at one point it was me and this Muslim guy. And I said, a Jewish girl and a Muslim guy are decorating the Christmas tree.
But she says the mix is characteristic of this place, from the kindergarten to the gym.
So you go to a Zumba class. You look in this class and you have no idea who's Muslim, Christian, Jewish, diplomat, cleaner, whatever. They're all just doing Zumba, having fun. That's the YMCA.
For 80 years, the YMCA had a secret. For all that time, their carillon was one bell short, with 35 instead of 36 bells. Gabby Scheffler speculates that that was a cost-cutting measure back in the 1930s. But it's finally been put right. The YMCA sent all the musical machinery, except the bells, to Holland to be repaired. And the Dutch company sent everything back, in better condition, with one extra bell. An 825-kilo donation from them to the YMCA.
And Mr. Eichsbaut, the owner, had his appreciation to this carry-on, and they donated the bell. And we are very thankful for that.
For a year while the carillon was being repaired, the bells fell silent. Scheffler says he's been surprised by how much people missed them. The sound had become a part of their lives, during Christmas and Easter, and also on summer evenings. Now the bells have been returned, just in time for this Christmas, and the public is thrilled.
Wonderful. Exceptional.
What makes it special, do you think?
Because it's the bells. It's not an ordinary piano or guitar. It's bells.
Because it's very old, so you can actually listen to how old it is and also listen to the music that is new, and at the same time, it's just heartwarming. You can feel it in your heart, actually.
Of course, I like it very, very much. They remember me, the history of the area, especially our country, Palestine, with all religions. And I appreciate these bells, yes, always.
People are here always worried about terror attacks, and it's difficult here. I won't hide it. But on the other hand, there are very beautiful things and sights, and one of these is here, and people can really take a sort of time out or time in, or zoom out or zoom in, and enjoy.
It's Christmas with bells on at the YMCA. Iris Mackler, DW, Jerusalem.
DW.